opposed to the lumpus of Misafir Shabbos. And number two, some quarters a interest in Talmidim saying their own kabbalas. Told that quarter it's not as big as I thought, but okay, even if it's a small group, so it might be a problem. Provide a forum for that as well. Number three, there are a lot of Talmidim who are learning all different parts of Shabbos, and they wanted to get together. It's in the group together once in a while. So for this purpose, this group is found. Number two, some quarters a interest in Talmidim saying their own kabbalas. Told that quarter it's not as big as I thought, but okay, even if it's a small group, so it might be a proper provide a forum for that as well. Number three, there are a lot of Talmidim who are learning all different parts of Shabbos, and they wanted to get together. It's in the group together once in a while. So for this purpose, this group was founded, and for me, an opportunity to have the Shabbos, which I've learned P.E. and even Yeshiva twice, because she learned it, and so I thank everyone who comes, and I want to make sure that you understand there's no obligation to come, and this Shabbat doesn't last very long, I won't in any way take offense. There's no one should ever, there's no one should people who have to show up. I don't know you. The group right now is meeting today, never meet again, so don't be it, we're meeting once for the moment, and we'll see where it goes from here. Okay, so we started on Gemara in Shabbat Shabbat Perot Kol HaKelim. So today is a good day to be Chazan Kol HaKelim. It's the Kina today. So the Gemara has over here Tanah Rabbanan under the narrow line. The Rishon HaYomim Shlosha Kelim Yitalim the Shabbat. Just three different Kelim. What we call the fork knife and a stool. It's called that. Silverware. Flatware. Tiru, Kazu Vitiru, the Kazu Vitiru, Acham will call a Kelim, the Tolan, the Shabbos, Kutman, the Master, a God of the Official Migration. I eat Tiru, the Kazu Vitiru, the Kazu Vitiru, with three separate and distinct Heteris. So my cloak is a buy of a Rova. Rova says, the little Rova is on the Elam Rova, he Tiru, Dovashim, Malachal, the Heter, Failing Sorrow, Kufa, Bela Sorrow, Kakom, the Kazu Vitiru, Mithamal, the Sail. The Chazer v'Tiru Davashim Lachta v'Yisr, the Torah Gufo, the Torah Makom of Im, and Chama the Tehlo. Those are the three separate Heterim. This is Rav. So, what about the din of Chlisha Malachta v'Heter? See, we use the word, the Gemara keeps using the word Dover. Some of the Pesukim is called Kli, Shulchan Aruch, Dover. Dover is those lumps of Shaturim. But to get to translate what to do, they use the word Kli. I guess you're probably aware of the fact that really everything is mukhs in this world except for people and food and kelim. So people and food is not shayach lachol yisrael after. The only category in which the whole principle applies is kelim. So that's why the Pesukim don't use the expression of dover, which the Gemara has, but they use the expression of flea. So the Ran, the very first Maran Makom on your sheets, discusses the following question. What about a kli shemalachto the heter for no specific purpose, for no real reason? Yikam adiyama, the nei shemalachto the heter, the chamel the tail shark, should get ruined in the sun or in the rain, as the case may be. Afilachi shalol the tzara klal osi, called al gemara, kum koki and lamed bay. There were three specific heterim. Right? Mashmash Shalol Tzara Klal Asim. What did he say? And he has another proof, which is that he wrote in his Kiddush, we'll come to that, Kiddush Iran. This is what the Rani on the Rif says. Fine. But, one might argue, this is limited to Kalim other than Flatman. Tableware. What did Gemara say? Gemara said, "Tana Rabbana, the Rishon Elam and Rishlo Shukel Matana B'Shabbos. Mitzvah Shul Veila, the Zul and the Listrin, Shul Kedera, the Sakin Ketana Shul Agavi Ashulchan. The forks, knives, and spoons were never included in the original Kedera. So therefore, though the Ran has a Chumra, and the Ran says that there is a prohibition of Shulol Tzara Klal, even by klisha malachta lehecha. Nevertheless, it should be a dispensation. Originally with also, his lust of the Ran is shekeven shemitchila nesru kulon b'kol inyan kutz migimul kelim halor ein none olam mashi tiru chacham v'hem b'chol amati also became olam v'lovi rayim. But the Ran himself says that gimul kelim seems to imply that the gimul kelim are mutter with absolutely no purpose. So it appears from the Ran. Later on in the next paragraph, not so much from that way. He says, Hani Midib Kalim, Hamid Basifri Kodesh for Oakland, Ailam. Kalim Nasu Bitkila, Ailam Latiranello, Masha Pirushu Chacham, Avakisa Kodesh for Oakland, Shalom Nasu Miolam, Kolamak Molo Havi Rai. So he's Mako by food and he's Mako by Tzvarim. He should have been Mako more, no? He should have also been Mako by the three Kalim. Which never also in the first place. It gives you a little bit, not so clear on that. The Shulta Giborim is Mefurish Lehem. Shulta Giborim says Mefurish, that although Shulta Tzorah is Klal is Asur, but there are exceptions. The exception is these three kinds of Kelim, really called the tableware, the four kinds of spoons, which are never also in the first place. Okay, so the Rad is a little bit ambiguous, because they seem to be conflicting inferences. I don't know, I'm not so sure what he holds. But Shulta Gibbard is a foolish mafir, although he's a mafir and says Shalala Torah Klaal is a sir. And Shulta Gibbard quotes the Rav. And then he says, if he's there, Kosos, Sukaros, and Slokos, and Shalala Shalpela, and Abdul Malistra, and Shalpadeh, and Sakhati, and Tana, Shalabia Shulta, Nero, the Shimba Torah, and Tata, Shalala Torah Klaal, Kevin Shimba Tila, and Esru, and Shalala Gibbard. So he says the Farish. That is really lemaisa, because you know, what are the kalim that most people move around for no reason on Shabbos? We know from experience. When the person sitting around going nuts on Shabbos? It's not a Shabbos table, right? You know, I'm sitting there and I'm just waiting for the next thing to happen, and you just. So everybody takes a spoon and I start to do the play around with it. So what's it in? So according to the Shulta Gibor, we have a heter. What's the heter? The heter is that these particular Kalim never asked in the first place? Sure. Good. So far, so good. The Ran himself is a little ambiguous, but at least we have the Shulta Gibor on our side conclusively. So I would have said that Ain Suffolk Shalom of Adivri Haran is most of the Vade of the Heter of the Shulta Gibor. That's what I would have left. But for the fact that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to disagree, the Rambam writes that they Hilchos Muktzah, Perek Kafhei, Hilchos Shabbos. Matir, Kli, Tzorach, Ufo, the Tzorach, Kakom. That's it. Tzorach, Ufo, Tzorach, Kakom. There is Malachal Leheter. Completion Malachal Leheter makes no exceptions. It's Mutal Tal for the Shabbos. Atmo, and Chacham Avotel, Tzorach Kakom, Makom, Tzorach Kufa, period. To the end. And he doesn't say that there's an exception for the three Kalim, Shemutah for no purpose whatsoever. And originally, when he gave examples in Allah Ta'ala, Klisha Lach Malahetha, what example did he give? Kos, Kara, and Sakin. And he gave these examples of tableware. So the implication of the Rambam is Faker, is Lachumra. The Mechaber in Simon Shinche, of course, Simon of Akhensa, Siv Dalit, Kli Shemalacha Leheter, Muta Latavla Filo Ena Ela Latora Hakli, Shem Yishover O Yigone, Ava Shalol Latora Klal Osa Latavla. This is a very little known din, but it made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not permitted, quote, this is wrong, you're not permitted to move something, Shalol Latora. Unfortunately, when he gives the exception of Makula, he says Kisvei HaKodesh and Oakland. Nowhere does he give the exception of forks, knives, and spoons, which the Shulta Gibor has. Shulta Gibor has. Mishnah Brura puts it in. Mishnah Brura quotes the Shulta Gibor of Kot Kogil, of Kosas, and Karas, and Slochios. There was never an issue in the first place. Then he says at the end, the Eshmach Tamirim, Afilu B'Kelim Eilu. Who that? Kain Mashav Rambam Perkofet. It was told. The Rambam is Mashav, even fork knives and spoons, you shouldn't just play with them as people do at the table on Shabbos when they're waiting around for something to happen. Going to the Rambam is not allowed. The problem is, how can the Rambam say that? It's against the Gemara. Should the Gemara quote the Gemara? He didn't make it up. The Gemara says, it was shown from the very beginning, they were matters, fork, knives, and spoons. That implies it was never in the first place. Never in the first place. So Me'echet Tevim should be also to move them. Shalom and Torah Chvah. Het the Gemara should be like, oh, from the Kisvi HaKodesh. As the Shulti Gevoram said. So why did the Rambam differ? Apparently, the Rambam holds that although it says in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanam, that the Rishonu or Matir, these three tales, it wasn't the blanket Hetter. No. They were, why? Let's go back to the root. Why were they Matir these Kelim? All the other Kelim in the world were Usur. So why were they Matir these Kelim? What's going on for logic behind it? What do you say? What's the Tashmishim talking? They simply couldn't do it. They couldn't do it out. They're Zerish and Robert Dibur. The whole Lama book. That's the Mashmash of Rashi. Rashi himself, the Beit. So that's where this is quoted. Modern expression. No, let me ask you this, you should know. What's the reason for the Yisra Mukta? More than once, answer Shabbat. What's the reason, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Tilton is a posh of Shabbat. Tilton is there. Shabbat. So, Tilton is there. I said, it was in the Furush Shabbat and in the Shabbat. And in Beit, in both places. In Shabbat, Tilton is Abdallah, and Beit is in Islam and Zion. So there, the Gemara said that Tilton is Shabbat. So, Frank Rashi, if Tilton is Shabbat, so, everything in the world should be awesome. How can you carry anything? How can you do anything? You can't move. You're stuck. Mamash can't move. So Rashi says over there, also until the Lama Torah Chotoy, Chilas, this is the Rashi just before the Mishnah, Lama Zayin Beitza, Chilas Chotoy de Tiltul Hiv, the Chomashah Gazru Ein Elam Vishim Chotoy, the Hayd Lo Gazru Al Tiltul Kein Ami Ochlin, and Shalo Yuchlu Lama Behen, Levatel Onet Shabbos Rasimchas Yomtev. Even though Rishona, when they made a very all-encompassing Zerah, huh? Rashi Lam Zayin Dibra Masul Otu Tilku Lat Sarah Fatsa. So Rashi, just before the mission of Beit Lam Zayin. So the Rambam learned that even originally, Buri Shonda, when they were mad, when they had this tremendous kumra, right? But they were so mad that these three came. It wasn't a blanket heter. It was that they couldn't survive. So originally, it was very strict. You know, the Gemara is expression. People would make them, Shabbat had to be Machmir, can't even Chakal, you had a whole story. So it was so strict, they said, listen, everything's awesome. You have to eat. Okay, so you're allowed to eat. Not that they said that these three came a mukul and gamri from the category of mukul and shulta gibor and shulta chan. That's a posh chan. The by the way, the Rishon, they said you can carry these three things. The Rambam says, no. The Rishon, they said you can move these three things, you have to eat. So therefore, the mice, after all their chambers are said and done, these three came the chambers, all other chambers from after the head. It's mutta to move it not only to if you have to eat, with the lechem of the tail, with the whole sort, but shalom and tzarech tal remains awesome. This seems to be shot in the Rambam. And it's a map, yeah.
It
says differently, yeah, where? It
says,
take a look.
Oh,
Gimel on the base, yeah.
Sacred
Kabbalah, yeah. What's the Rashi? Shetok. Adi You're right. The Rashi in his moment involved a little bit more mashma than it was like a Shulta Gibora. They never asked it in the first place. Correct. But the Rashi in faith is mashma a little bit more that they only have a head of a Shatav Kak. A head of a Shatav Kak. Take a look here in the Gemara. Kuf Kav Dal and Amun Al. The Gemara has somewhat of a different case. The Gemara has Hadi Karo taken the Talbina. How do you move pots around. The whole discussion in the Gemara, how you allowed to move the pot, the plate rather. So there's a whole discussion again. According, we'll see soon in the Gemara, there's a halacha of Rabba and Rava. But the impression you get from the general sugya is that dishes were included in the original Yisra Mukta. That's the talk about that dishes might be hooked in certain cases. If the Shulta Gibor were right, that forks, knives, and spoons are never included, so why should plates be different? She was a little bit of a plea when it said there are three exceptions, forks, knives, and spoons. Why the plates?
Maybe that's because it was dirty, so it was already...
No, if but there was why was, and I'm asking a different question. So why was there a head to the food? Let's say it was the food dishes. It was four stacks of spoons.
Because it's only the tzara.
And they had trays for serving. In the Middle Ages, we showed them dishes on plates.
How they took the dirty dish?
A big round piece of bread that they put on the bottom and ate everything out, and then it got soaked with gravy and they ate it last.
That's another reality.
I don't know what they didn't come tomorrow, though.
Very good. I don't know about your middle ages, but that's a good character of the question. Right, very good. Take a look at the end of the Marasho. The Marasho, not Sukh Chavdala, makes this point. I mean, it's a good law, really, but the Marasho makes the point. Where the Marasho says, again, the Rabba, the Mara, the Ibn Rabbi, the Hani Kora, take him with Tavlina. Tav Koshe, the Lerova Nami Tikshale, Kona Matoras Kalin, Hani Koros, take him with Kule. So the Marasho also looks at that assumption. That even Ka'aros, before Atarat Kalim, there was an issue. So what do you see? That even though something is a clay Suda, it doesn't mean completely moved from the Gagri. So we need to tilt what the Shulza Gibarim said. These are little riots to the Rambam. And I'm not being Machriya at the Shaila. I don't know who you might have decided who's right, the Rambam or the Shulza Gibarim. But just to be aware that it's not so fashion that the three Kalim that the clay suda, which seems to have never been at all the cloud that's there, the Rishona, the Shlosha Kelim, so the Pasha Pshat was never included, as the Shulta Gibarim said, not so simple. It was also included. It was just excluded for a purpose, for eating. Right? But if it's not for eating purposes, then it's also. Even though nowadays the three are tame subsequent, but the Ether Shalom, the Torah Kval, is in full force. That seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. Therefore, the Chatkhil is certainly a person should avoid playing even with the silverware at the Shabbos table. I know it's difficult sometimes. The person sitting there and he's going crazy. And people, they want to, someone said it's psychological needs, they're also a need. All right. So the person is willing to admit that he has such psychological needs, so that he's willing to move the place that's going to the forks and the shop.
And there's no Shalom Torah.
Always psychological needs?
No, no,
sorry. The person may feel, sometimes speak at the shop and say, I can't stand it. Every minute I want to get out of here. It's all about you. If you play with the spoon, somehow that'll keep you sane. Okay, that's it. But that's not the reason. You just play around with it for no reason. So then that would be us, according to the Rambam sheet. Now what's this riot at the Ran brought? The Ran brought a riot of Kubra. Leave out the spoons, knives, and forks, but in general, but Klish and Lachal Heter is also Shalom Tarakal from the Venus Kiddush. What is the riot? The riots in here, the Gemara has the very bottom of the Kuf Kav Gimel on the day. The Gemara says that there were Mishnayim, which were Mishnah, before the Hatorah and Kehle, the last three lines. One of the Mishnah, Amar Abelazah, Kanin, Maklan, Zaglustra, Mducha, Kulam, Kodam Hatorah, Kehle, Mishnah. Okay? And they quote one of the Mishnayim over here as follows. Lo Sidur HaKanin, Velo Netilasan, Doches HaShabbos. What is this? The lechem aponim. The lechem aponim, they had certain, you look at the chumash, Pashas Truma, tell you how they would do this. They had certain sticks, I guess, which were used to play with the lechem aponim. Not the ochre shabbos. And that was when that kodem ataras kel, of course, it's not as the head. If they see the chazer with you, the father, mutter, Mar says, no. Now Kuf Chav Dal, Rav and Av, want to be dealt on the right. Most of them. Omar Rabo, Mimai, Dilma, the Omei Lof, Bachar Taras Kelam Nishtam. Kanim Tama Mai, Bishum Iyapushe, Bahai Purta, Lomi Apish.
The
the lechem aponim will not become moldy in a short period of time. You just sort of leave it there. So there's no need to play with the lechem aponim of the kind on Shabbos. You can wait till after Shabbos. Why do you do it on Shabbos? That somehow is not considered proper enough of a Torah. Okay? Now, so what did that show? What did that show? It's no worse than Shalom Tzorah Klal. If it's mutter to move a klisha malach of heaven, Shalom Tzorah Klal, so the fact that it won't get moldy so quickly is no worse than Shalom Tzorah Klal. Obviously, it's not a good moral of the precious. But Shalom Tzorah Klal is awesome. Oh, that's the round by which it quotes from the Chidush, the Furish. Oh. This is based upon the gears which we have, which is, it depends which gears we have. Hold on a second. He, the Ran, quotes Rabbah. Oh. We have the gears of Rabbah. Now, it's very important because the Machlokas is Rabbah and Rabbah in the next Sukkot. Why don't we ask the Mishnah, which is called Dalet and Aleph, as to how far you went with the Kula of the Torah Gufa Makama. We pass like Rabbah. What we're familiar with, the Klisha Malach Yisr, the Mutter the Torah Gufa Makama, and Malach Lehetter, is Mutter the Gufa Makama, so the Kama Lehetter, that's Rabbah. That's what we pass like Rabbah. But Rabbah has a stricter view. So when the Mishnah says, call a Kelim, you tell him the Torah, Shalom the Torah, or my Rabbah, the Torah is over Shemalach Lehetter, the Torah Gufa, the Torah Gufa. Shalol Torah and Malach Lehetel Torah Mikoma. I quote Shalol Torah here. Quote Shalol Torah. And Zavah Shemalach Lehetel the Torah Gufo Him the Torah Mikoma Lo. Right? Even not the famous Hetel that we have. Please Shemalach Lehetel Torah Mikoma Rabba denies. And later on, apparently, he's more masculine with also with respect to Mikama Lehetel. We'll see later on. But as a matter of fact, if you look at the Kedusha Rashba, on that, look at this. Omar Rava, he says, the high fruit of Lomi Yakish. This is Lach Tzorah Gufa Mikri Al Havlin Kemechama Latel. Oh, it's Mechama Latel, right? He says, it's Mechama Latel. Not for no purpose at all. So we have Tomar and Kain Lishtri, the Klisha Mlach Laheter, I feel the Mechama Latel Shari Kedir Rubber. That was Lahakim. Cough, Dal, Rage, Bane, Black, Flesh. Here's where you need the album, you know. I don't know why he's just saving a letter over here. But that's what it says. Kid Rubber should be. The Shlomo, the Hoka Rabba Garcina, the Rabba Barnach Meni, the Osar, Afilu Kli Shemalach Tolehether, the Mechamo Letel. That's the Gemara over here and later on this very same album. Now, the Girsa, in fact, is Rabo, which is the Girsa which the Rashba suggests, then the Ran, the Raya, and the Chidushim is Bubba. Obviously, Bubba. The Ran, what the Raya, the Osir, the Gemara, but the Gemara that calls the Rabo, Rabo holds that even the Kamal and Fail is Osir. We understand why it's Osir. Rabo is not going to be much more than us. Because if we hold it's Mutta, the Kamal and Fail, it's arguable, at least, that it's Mutta, Shalom, and Tarakba. Maybe it's Mutta, Shalom, and Tarakba. This is how one can refute the raya of the Chidushi Aram. As a matter of fact, the Avnei Nezer turns the table. The Avnei Nezer in Siman Tov Gimel quotes the Chidushin where he brings the raya from Kadosh Shalechem upon him by Purzlo Me'avish. You see Shalol Torah Klal is Osur, that's the raya. Says the Avnei Nezer, out of the Chidushi Aram, Shalachonein, Hikshav Asugya, Klisha Malach to Lehetta, Fila Mecham Letzel Shari. The Tiritz. The Ocharab Bagarsina. The Olsa Mecham Letzel. Look at this. Hare Lehenya. The Svir Le La Rashba. Da Filu Shalo Letzor Et Klal Buddha. So now there's a turn to the table. And says, why is the Rashba saying over here? And it goes according to Rabba. I Shalo Letzor Et Klal. The Tiritz is that he holds Shalom Tzorah Klal is Mutter. Not only is the Raya no Raya, but now they want to turn it. It's clear the Rashba is making La Halacha Lemaisa against the Ran, against the Shulchan Gibboros, against the Rambam, against the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, that's what the Ran says. And then he ends this long, this tshuva, brief tshuva. I just want to read it in his ending. Look what he says. He says like this. Okay, near a leaf. Shematir and Yesh the Mamalis Chiz Mokul. His main right is the Rashba. Asha in any Kedai of Hakus Roshi Ben Arishonim Zal. Kasat de la Lamed Schus al Rova Ola. She'enem Nizhorem Bezer Milatal Tel Kli Shalola Tzara. Zulas Halomdin. Only the Lomdin know that Shulman Arav Ben Arav to move for no purpose. I got a beat. He found the Rashba and a few other sources. Yataiti Yeshla Mamashi Yitzmoku Uminig Yisrael Torah. But our neighbor wants to say based on the Rashba and some other sources that it's mutter. I don't think it's such a good raya at all. I don't understand why he brings such a raya. He's assuming that the Rashba says that it's usher only according to Rabba, mutter according to Rabba, even though it's Shalola Torah Klal. Who said it's Shalola Torah Klal? Who said it? Just because he could wait till Motzei Shabbos, and it won't get moldy, but I want to move it on Shabbos, so why want to move it now? It shouldn't get moldy. After Shabbos, I have a date. I have no time to worry about this. I'm busy. So that's called already Shalola Tzorah Klal. And the Haraya is Shalola Tzorah Klal. So thereby, Haraya, in the fact that the Rashba said, only going to Rabbah, not going to Rabbah, and Shalola Tzorah Klal is Mutter. Who said so? I don't think I'm going to hear the Raya is Machriyat at all, the cool. It's not right at all. Right, exactly. Ellie, very good. So says Michamal Atel. A plea. It's a plea in the Alinezer. In the same paragraph the Rashba says it's Michamal Atel. It's no worse than Michamal Atel. Follow. Moving it now, and I could have moved it an hour from now or after Abdullah, is no worse than Michamal Atel. Very difficult. He's combining the Ran. The Ran who brought the Raya considered it Shalola Tzorah Klal. You with me? Otherwise, no Raya. Rana is Chidushim considered Shalola Tzorah Klal. So Rabbi Eder pulled a fast one over here. He assumed the Rana's assumption is Shalola Tzorah Klal. And the Rajman's year is the Rabba. He put those two together. Yeah, but there's no one to put those two together. It only came together in Sakhachov. But Rabbi Eder. Never before in history, that I to my knowledge. So therefore, I put the Raya and Mishkan Raya. So I mean, it's hard to be Makel. I mean, I don't want to be Malab and Choyva and Falius Rabba. I don't know, but for Pashtus, we don't find any Rishon who will make it, the Fugish.
For the
Raya
is
a Kalkomer.
For the
Raya
is
moving
in the Shurla,
Shalot Tzorah Klal. If the Raya asks it, the Raya didn't have to give it to Rabba, not give it to Rabba. If the Raya had to give it to Rabba, okay. He doesn't. So therefore, it's really very difficult to find any Limud Tzchus. I don't know. Is there, this is a Rashba, the Rashba says, look, since I need it for Motzei Shabbos, it's no worse than Mechamel itself. I'll tell you even bigger than that. But the Rashi, this is the Kamsha Menachos, that's where the Mishnah comes from. The Shabbos, this Mishnah was Moda HaTaras Kelim, or the Achar HaTaras Kelim. It's interesting that Rashi in Menachos is found on a Tzadi Zayin of an Alp. Right. So Rashi says, what's the problem over here? What's the problem? The problem of bona v'sosa. See, there are kanim, but bona and sosa. Fred Tyson says, what? It's against the Gemara and Shabbos Kufal Gimel. The Gemara says it's not a problem of bona v'sosa. It's simply a question of what? Of mukta. That's all. Tyson's kash. So Rashi might hold that the only problem of Mukta was Kodem HaTorah's Kelim. Assume that in reality this Mishnah was Kodem HaTorah's Kelim Mishnah. But after HaTorah's Kelim, there was no Yisra of Mukta whatsoever over here. No Yisra of Mukta whatsoever, so why in fact is it still us on the mindset? We should call them a Sos. Yeah, Mishnah knows also than Kodem. But although the Mishnah may have been before HaTorah's Kelim, and that's why it was Osir for a reason of the Maskona, perhaps, I'm just suggesting a defensive Rashi, he may hold that this is for a different reason. A different reason. Why? One of two things. Either you had the Girsa of Rava, and maybe you had the Girsa of Rava, and he held those Mechamel Atel. There's no problem whatsoever, like the Rashba said. But you know what? I would have said more than that. I want to be even more radical than either the Rashba or the Rav. They're arguing about this Kanim. Is it considered Shalom Torah Klal Ran, was it considered no worse than Mechamel Tel Rashi? You know what I want to say? Torah Kufa. Torah Kufa Ramesh. You're using the kli for its purpose, which is to move the left on a pot. Elamai, you could wait till after Abdullah. So what? So what? I don't clear to sit there. Can you imagine? On Shabbos, you can't move anything. If you could wait till after Abdullah, Anaya Mais, Anaya Chumra. I don't really understand even, I want to be more makel than both, the Ran and the Rashi. The Ran considered the moving it right to be an issue of Shalom Torah, Klav. And the Rashi is Micham Lefel. I want to say, it's in Tzilat Torah Gufa, except what Torah Kalin, when everything was a very, we call it the Kvetch to Hetere, so the Rashi said it basically. They wanted to answer everything. Then, even though it's a fiddle of Torah Gufa, but it could be done for half a dollar, but it never made any attempt. Right? But if, now that the after half dollar is Caleb, and the Mako of Torah Gufa across the board, then I'm going to measure if you can do it before. If it could be done after half dollar, so what after half dollar? So it's Torah Gufa. Yeah.
The whole Svara, if you could do it after half dollar, was only set after half dollar scale. Right. So.
Okay.
So Rashi just. So Rashi wouldn't have to say then, oh, that's where applied before the test came. Just say that's where applies when the Rashi Rabbi after a test came when we don't pass it.
Okay. Fine. I'll call it. I thought that the Ran and Rashi brought me. I don't know, I probably lose. What shot if you move Kanin and you couldn't have to, it wouldn't have gotten moldy so quickly. But the Rashi could have a low third cloud, so would appear. The Rashi was foolish, it's Michael itself. And I thought basically maybe found this Rashi, then maybe it's considered the Torah for much. What? That's turn to the Gemara.
No, my time
and Rashi, whatever. Let's take a look. Well, hold on. First thing Gemara suggests that what? It's what? It's called Amat Torah's Chelus. What's it though? Who said, maybe it's what? The Akhara Torah's Chelus. Right, the Kon and time of my. They're asking what I'm saying now, that what? It's considered the Torah Gufo. The Torah Gufo's mother, right? In any and all cases. So what's the problem?
Right?
Huh?
The answer
is bonus. The Rashi says bonus.
Exactly.
In the Gemara here on Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's the question. What's the good question? I don't know. Maybe it's a different stage of a Torah scale. Right, that's the difference between the Tiru of the Chazir, Tiru of the Chazir, Tiru. No. Help me out. But then we got there, Rashi should be against the Gemara. So maybe it's different stages. That's what I just wanted to suggest. That the Svara, I would have said, all right, maybe I'm against this Gemara. Maybe I'm only a Rashi, maybe I have a different Torah to Rashi, so I'm wrong. But at least the Svara, that's what occurred to me. It's possible to say such a thing. Maybe. Yeah.
It's big enough to
meet us. Yeah. Malachal Isra is one of that. Right. Lisha Malachal Isra, exactly the point. That's our next topic, which actually we won't finish. Okay. What about Klisha Malachis? How do you get, can you move a Klisha Malachis to a Torah Gufo of Motzei Shabbos? We have a case like that. So let's try to find the case. Maybe you're difficult to imagine. Huh? That's not a Klisha Malachis. Oh, well, okay, we'll find there's some case. Okay. The final case, which should be there on the bottom. And after, well, fine, we'll have to, you'll think of a case. But that could be a different fellow for the mice we'll get. Kol panim, the Rashba is clear that it's not considered a Torah Gufo. But my Torah notwithstanding. Alright? So take a look in the Kedusha of Elazar Moshe Horowitz. In the back. All the Gemara, standard Gemara's habit. That's fine. Oh, it's the regular document of our Shas, it's Samachay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Samachay. Here. The very last few words of this page, Tama Khamad, going over to the base. It says, the Bidah, the Interesting. Shalol Tzorah Klal. Oops. What is he saying over here? What like this? What's going on? Okay. Shalor Tzorah Tashmish and Afilu Tar, but Afilu Talat, Afilu Sakin. But Kain Shachakat, Shachilgo Ben Atzrochim, Lo Kilgo Bekelem. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? For us, an afkamina. Kli shemalachto le'isr. Exactly what you said. Kli shemalachto le'isr. What if I could do it equally well with kli shemalachto ahead? Right. Two asugi is shalok halakha, the four, whatever. But halakha lies in this case. Well, you could have done a cliche. You have two kelim. One is the list, one is the head. I have a hammer and I have a nutcracker. Perfect example. I have a hammer and a nutcracker. Can I use the hammer to crack the nuts? If I have a nutcracker, but it's a pain in the neck. The nutcracker is packed away somewhere and the hammer's right here. So am I mechuyev to go and fish out the nutcracker? Or may I use the hammer? So the leather Moshe is machmir. It's machmir based on the sukkah. No, that sounds like the Rashba basically. The it's only mutter it's a special Torah header, and it's only mutter when there exists a Torah, and when there's no Torah. In fact, it will be awesome. In the very last,
yeah, you were in the thread.
You know how to say that? Fine. Somewhere here. The Ramaskal Gemara. Ve'et lo chiyak mikan l'didan v'kli shemalachta l'isr she'ein l'talta l'sara gufo heka de'ef shebalava. That's the basic base in Agamah. Now who pours the law me'apesh? So if you can avoid it, you have to be required to avoid it. Now, that's what he says. And the Mishnah Berurah quote. Where's that Mishnah Berurah? Here it is. The Mishnah Berurah quote. Simen Shin Ches. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Okay. The Beit Tzarag Umayvi She'ein Lo Kli Hedol Kashmir Zeh. Yilav Och Ein Olish Tamash Bekli Zeh. Sif Katan Yud Beis. And the Shara Tiyan Yud Gimel Kikot HaGemara. The different Gemara quotes. The Mishani Maklos. That's why the Hefshet of the Karbonis. Hefshet of the Rabbi Lezer. Harisha Avshem Uchonin Hoyu Lezer Ne'erev Shabbos. The Zaken Matalok and Hoyu. The Shame Vashom Klisha Malach Leheteru. Afilu Hati Osir Kevin the Shalol Litzoraku Uchidu Lekamon. The Kolshken Vezer Oh, he pulled a two-step kind of proof. He said, Ma the Kabachomer, Ma the Klisha Malacha Leheter is usur when he can do without it. That's a Gemara. The very next line. Because one of the three before Mishnayos they quoted, which is supposedly before Ataras Kelim. And the Moras Docha, Kukov Dalet, no, it's even after Ataras Kelim. One of them is the case of the Maklos. What's that? That's the, next to the last line, because we're going to make Maklos, Zak, and Chalok, and Hayusham, Umanichal, Al-Ksefa, Al-Kasaf, Haver. Why don't you do like, what? So they do like Abba Lez, or whatever that would say. That our boss is Chalas B'Shabbos, Manich, Yodha, Al-Kasaf, Haver, Haver, Al-Ksefa. The Tolu, Masha, you can do without. Zel, the Chmafurish. Even Klisha Malachto, the Hefner, if you can do without, you're required to do without. Kavach Omer, a Klisha Malachto, leaves. So right, the Mishnah Peru, a Raya, from a Kavach. Okay, but it's potentially a kavachomer. Yeah, that's all, yeah.
comes in here, you get luckily word that the high court of Lomé Amish.
Right.
Which sounds like it doesn't hold whatsoever. Like, you want to say this, the chiyuv to do it more beheter is only when there's no loss.
No difference. There's some difference, right. But no difference. Oh, you can crack a nut. I mean, the hammer's not going to do a better job than not cracking. What could be if you?
Rather,
the fact you have to go schlepping an extra
thing.
You have to bring another place. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, they're ready to schlep to another room? That's already, okay. Maybe I went the threshold. But the interesting thing to say, but Tosa Shulchan, by Rabbi Brock, Chaim Noach, which is one of the main sources of the Sefer Shemir Shabbat Rechosa, they look through, it's called the Bari HaShulchan, that's the bottom part of, before the Bible comes, it's the Bari HaShulchan, of the Tosa Shulchan. The bottom part is called Bari HaShulchan. And he has the quotes the Mishnah Berurah's Raya. And he refutes the proof. He refutes the proof, interesting. Look at this. The thief there, he says, the Mishnah Berurah would be right. I feel him b'kli happy and start with Troah b'shimusho, who b'kli ha'isa lo yidra, kolkach, gam kentar al b'shtamash rak b'kli ha'hetar. Like right, like a pace up, they low tilt low markers of the leather. After the nisha pshat with hayadayin, the vare hoyse tircha back bottom. It'll come out against you. If the bottom shot, if the raya, the good raya is up there, it'll come out of kumma even in your case where it'll be an extra hazard. If you tell me to succeed with your hands, why don't they do it for cold and pace come out on a weekday? That's much easier with markers. So what do you mean a raya from there? Avil yesh lachal. We're going to say, look at this interesting, it's fascinating, kill it. The tiltu kli hefe shalola tzoreh. Use your hand, they tell us. Use your hand. Don't use any cane. Avakshim is talzer, kli iser, the tzara, gufo the shari. Hainu afilu ksheef shalo le ishtamish kli hete. Kaven she kli hete gamkin in a miyuchel the tashmish there. Elevimutu le talvalo, tabitutu le tzara. The gamically is here and feel the top of the Tzarah Gufo. Shnem Shavim and Yuzeh. Here are he's saying that if you have to use it correctly, there's no difference. Kli Shemachal is there, Machal has to do Machal is there. Also matter in this case. So no one is no more Chomer or Kal than the other. Here, he's going against the Mishnah Berurah. The only case of the Gemara by Machal is that's where you could have done it with using your hand, your shoulders, using nothing. That's a deep of earth. It kind of still a Chomer. But if you can crack the nut with your, I can't do it, but some guys, you know, no problem, go bang, you know, and they crack the nut like this with using your hands. But come out of front of Mokhumra, you shouldn't use a nut cracker. Right, even a nut cracker, even a cliche knuckle head. Oh no, use your hands. A good head to be a mother. Why are you using your hands? It's Shabbos. They all week long going to make it there on the Shabbos. They always use my hands. Now we're making it again places. You know, Rav Meshu says a kula in a different context. By Tefillas Kalim. Rav Meshu says, whatever you can eat with your hands, you can use the kli without Tefillas Kalim. You know, that's kula. Comes in very handy sometimes. Handy, I like that. You know, Rav Meshu says, Chiddush Nifla, that Tefillas Kalim, the Yikuba, not Kalkila, is only the kli which you couldn't use your hands. You had to use the kli. So you could have used your hands. Migul, it's a migul. I don't know. I'm just telling you, it says it. I think it's printed in, I don't know if it's Rosh, I'm not sure. Could be from maybe the Torah Lahara, or maybe Rabbi Felder quotes in his Sefer, or maybe the Tefillas Kalim quotes it from someone. This is well known, it's not a secret. Rabbi Moshe has this Tzad L'Hok. I'm just reminded of this, you know, if you're getting...
So what? Included.
There it is, that the protocol does not allow you to use your hands to eat the chol. So there was no one passed the public of the Sarah for cool of the Shilta Givora. And that was those Kalim and Kleon, the Kalal, not the Kalal, and used in the first place. But the Matthias called that way, with Zichel Mikkel, and no one shouldn't come out, no one should come out like that. No one can walk out of the room saying that Kumbra is eating your hands and shot. No, that's not what I said, I was just saying. What I can extend is as far as it can go. So that's his interesting distinction. Interesting distinction. Of course, it's true, could be true even according to the Rashba, this distinction. That was the Tosafot Shulchan says. Fine. And once again, that was the Sha'ar Tzion says that Kli Shemalach Malaheter is awesome. Bringing a raya from Maklos is very difficult. Because we have the Girsa Rabba. The Sassan, our Girsa is Rabba. Right? Printed Girsa in the Gemara, let's not forget. You got the Rab. The Gemara, printed Girsa is Rabba. So you have no basis to Aser, a Kli Shemalach Malaheter, La Halacha, we pass in like Rabba. A little bit strange they can bring a raya from this Gemara just like this. But the printed well, Girsa is Rabba.
The Sharon was only trying to bring a raya with Kli Shemalach Malaheter.
Yeah, but it's for
just that word Kalachomer.
Instead of Rai without a Dr. Rai on a Kalachomer.
Right, without a Kalachomer, it's a good Rai.
Without a Kalachomer.
But what if our Kushim Akhlisser is not better than Rai's Kushim Akhlisser?
There's no Kalachomer.
The
Kalachomer
is a Kalachomer. Right.
But the truth is, we can even knock off that Rai. Because in the Shemir and Shabbos Kalachomer, he knocks off the Rai. At the end, it'll surprise him. The footnote about it. And he sort of knocks it off in passing. Terek Chop is the Terek about Mukhtar and Shemir and Shabbos. So in Ha'ara Yud Tes, he quotes this. He tells you to look in Rabbi Hanilos and Moshe Horowitz. He tells you to look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'ar Tzion. He wants to know. He will have to look for a klishal heter. Or it's more difficult to use it than a klishal is. He writes like this. He quotes the Tzotz HaShulch and knocks off the Raya of the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, oh, yeah, Yeshlach, the Shemir Shabbos Zon. Are they?
I want to be able to do a good job if they have the animals and they have two hands and shoulders. So I'm going to consider that the Epsha. I would rather consider that Epsha.
But when it's Epsha but Kalos, even Rabbanah would agree that it does. So that's the Shemir Shabbos concept was not such a great kash. And interesting, the Shemir Shabbos himself quotes this distinction earlier in the very same Ha'oras. Apart from the Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says there that if it's difficult or not difficult, it makes a big difference. So if I thought this last kash which he asks against the Shemir Shabbos against the Mishnah Berurah is not such a kash. All Ha'orah from the